Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Bava Metzia, Parakei Mishnah Zayin Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Afayin Reziva Gahagon Bikarav Mamish. Now Mishnah Alpha of this Parak, we had learned this idea of Psika Al Peres, where a purchaser makes a deal with the seller that he's going to buy a certain amount of peres, a certain amount of produce, and it doesn't have to be that; it could be anything. We just usually use peres as an example, and it's going to be for a certain amount of money. The problem is the seller, the maicher, doesn't have the produce right now, and we're afraid that by the time he gets around to giving the produce to the buyer, it's going to have gone up in value, and that's going to be like ribbis because the maicher was holding on to this money the whole time and he's giving back something of higher value. So now we continue discussing this. The Mishnah tells us, Ein Paiskan Al Peres Ad Sheyetzeh Hashaar. They're not going to make this deal of Psika Al Peres until there's an official market value. However, Yatzeh Hashaar, once there's an official market value set for how much his produce is worth, then Paiskan they can make this deal. Va'afal pi she'ein lozeh, yesh lozeh. Even though the Meicher himself doesn't have his produce, somebody else has the produce. In other words, we learn from here that the only issue of Psika Al Peres is if the Meicher doesn't have the Peres at the time that they make the deal. And again, that's because we might run into this ribbis issue that they're going to go up in value by the time he has to give them over to Lekeach, and that means he's returning more than he got. But if he had the peres in his possession, or even if he doesn't have the peres in his possession, but there's an official market value set for them, so then he, the meicher, could just go and buy them somewhere else and give those over to Lekeach, there's no issue of ribbis because it's like they exist right now. And on to another case where it's okay, let's say there isn't an official market value set. There wasn't a Yatzeh Hashaar, but the meicher happens to have them. He was one of the first people to harvest his produce, and so he currently has it. Paisakim al-Gadish, the Lekeach make a deal with him because he has a pile of grain, or Val Avichal Novim, he has a whole vat of grapes, or Val Matan Shel Zesim, he has a whole vat of olives, Val Beitzim Shel Yotzer, or regarding the Beitzim of the Yotzer is the potter, he makes vessels out of clay, and as long as this potter has Beitzim, which is basically clay lumps, which will eventually turn into the Kalim, he can make a deal with somebody, and Val Sid Mishishikha Bekivshan, also on Sid, lime, once it's already been put into the oven, even though it hasn't been made yet, as long as he has all the materials and it's already been set up, they can make this deal, because again, he has it, even though there's no official market value set yet. And lastly, we have a case that's going to be subject of machlokes. Upaisik imahal zevel koyim ha'sashana. He's allowed to make this deal for zevel, for fertilizer, all throughout the year because fertilizer is always available. However, Rabbi Yossi says ein paiskan al zevel elam kein hoseloi zevel ba'ashba. He's not allowed to make a deal for fertilizer unless he, the meicher, has zevel in his own ashba, and only then he can make this deal. V'cham batir and v'cham allow it. Another day, upaisik imah kishar gavaya. He could also be paisik based off the shar gavaya. Now, shar gavaya, even though literally it means the high price, it's actually referring to a low price. In other words, like Lekeach could stipulate with the meicher, I'm giving you money now for produce, and you have to give me the maximum amount of produce possible. So if right now it's the cheapest price in the market, even if it goes up in price later, you have to give me based off of the market value now, and if later on it happens to go down in value, you have to give me more produce based off of that lower market value. However, Rabbi Huda argues and says, Alfi Shalai Pasakim Kishar Gavaya, even though this wasn't officially stipulated at the beginning of their deal, that the Lekeach is going to get the maximum amount of produce, Yachalu Loimar, the Lekeach could still tell the meicher, tell me kazeh, give me this amount of produce, meaning give me much more because the price went down, I tell him I or just give me my money back. And now we've gone to Mishnah Ches. Now, these next two Mishnahs, we're going to be discussing something called saw besaw, which literally means one saw for another. And halachically, it's usher to do a loan, a halva of saw besaw, where Reuven lends Shimon a saw of wheat, for example, and Shimon has to pay back. Now, even though it sounds innocuous, there shouldn't be a problem. The issue is that in the interim, in between when the loan is given over and repaid, the price of wheat might go up, and now the malva is going to be getting back more than he lent. So therefore, lechatchila, no doing a regular saw besaw case. However, here we have a case that is permitted. Malva adam esarisav chitim mechitin lezera. A person is allowed to lend his sharecroppers wheat for wheat, meaning saw besaw, if it's meant to be planted. Reuven owns a field and Shimon sharecrops it, meaning Shimon is the one that's doing the actual legwork in the field and he has to pay a percentage to Reuven. Reuven's allowed to lend him a certain amount of wheat with the stipulation that that very same amount has to be paid back, and this doesn't have the issue of saw besaw because it's for zera. It's just for planting. And so this is just really considered as part of the deal of him working the land, and it's not considered like a regular halva case. Avoloi lechol, but he's not allowed to do this to eat, meaning he's not allowed to lend a person a saw of wheat with the stipulation that he's going to repay a saw of wheat, because that's your classic case of saw besaw. Now the Mishnah addresses why we had to speak this out beferosh. Shehoi Ram Gamliel malves arisav chitin bechitin lezera, because Ram Gamliel, he would lend his arisim chitin bechitin, and even though they were using it for zera, they were just using it to plant, nonetheless, be yiker v'hozlu, if he lent it to them at a higher price, and then when they were going to be paying back, it was a lower price. Oy, bezoil v'hukru, when he lent it to them, it was a lower price, and when they were paying back, it went up in value. Neitel mehen kishar zoil, he would only take back from them based off of the lower price. And v'loim b'nei shalacha kein, not because that's the actual halacha, elish ratzol hachmer l'atzmai, he wants to be machmer on himself, and he wants to stay as far away from a potential situation that maybe it's ribbis, and that's why he always took back from them the lower price, so they're definitely not paying him back more than he gave them. But again, this is just a chumer that Ram Gamliel took took upon himself, and that's not the Iker Halacha. The real Halacha is what we had said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that if it's for Zerah, if they're just going to be planting it, Saw B'Saw is allowed to be done. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tess to continue to discuss this, and on to Mishnah Yud. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.